Welcome to Thursday, 5:38. We jump into the entertainment news. Miley Cyrus. I think I'm going to have to stop referring to her as a Muppet, because that is highly insulting to the Muppet family. But even Miley Cyrus herself is getting tired of seeing herself with that giant, like, I don't know, donkey tongue sticking out of her giant teeth. From her performance at the Music Awards, the MTV Music Awards, every picture of her shows her twerking up against Beetlejuice and with her tongue sticking out. Well, she was doing an interview with a French TV show, and she said, you know what, about her tongue sticking out? She goes, it's getting a little old. I'm going to have to retire it. For as long as it is, you would think that I could touch my nose. I mean, I've tried it. I can't. I'm so close. I wish I had more control of it. I can't do any tricks.
Next up, more panty flashes.
Somebody put together a video of the original Star Trek crew from one of the shows looking at the screen, and it's the Miley Cyrus video where she's twerking, and they can't figure out what it is. Spock is sitting there. I've never seen readings like this ever before.
Highly illogical, Captain. have you seen the video that she's done, the newest release for Wrecking Ball, her video?
Yeah, isn't she like half naked riding on some kind of construction equipment or something?
Wife beater t-shirt and her underwear riding on a wrecking ball. And then at some point, she just gets rid of her clothes entirely.
Lionel Richie had some advice for Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's exactly where I'm going with this. Right. Lionel Richie says, hey man, he's saying, Lionel Richie, who of course, you know, went through the ringer with his daughter Nicole.
Right.
And I'm still not convinced Nicole is straight. I saw her on a TV show co-hosting with...
Well, she's working in the fashion industry now. She's married with two kids. She's 32 years old, so you think maybe she's outgrown some of it, huh?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that. Anyway, Lionel Richie says to Billy Ray Cyrus, Lionel Richie, the father of Nicole Richie, Billy Ray Cyrus, the father of Miley Cyrus, says, hey, man, Miley is just going through a period in her life where we're actually going to have to grit our teeth and hold our breath. I did the same thing. It's one of those things you have to say, please, God, let it be over soon. That's where she is in her space, and this is her expression, and that's what this is all about.
You know what she doesn't get? I mean, look, she's redone the hairstyle, and the makeup is different.
Yeah.
She was more attractive.
Oh, absolutely.
In the Hannah Montana look.
She is.
Updated and carried forward for someone who's now a little older.
She's not very smart. She is shedding the Disney good girl image. And she is doing the typical thing. You look at Madonna, you look at Lady Gaga, you look at some of the others. What's his name? The androgynous rocker guy, the one that Beautiful
Boy George?
People. No, the guy that did Beautiful People. And I'll think of his name in a minute. They go off into this extreme tangent in order to stand out. I don't think she's very talented. I certainly don't think she's very attractive.
Well, we hope that she banked her money because she won't have to worry about
that.
She should have enough money to live on for the rest of her life if she
doesn't.
Blow it all.
Marilyn Manson. That's who I was trying to think of.
Lindsay
Vaughn is...
don't get those two confused.
Yeah,
please.
Lindsay Lohan, Lindsay Vaughn, a little bit of a different. One talented, one not so much. Lindsay Vaughn, the skier, as we know, has been with Tiger Woods.
Right.
And how's that working for her?
Well, the National Enquirer is coming out and saying that these two are two peas in a pod. They are saying that sources are saying she made out with a guy backstage at a Jay-Z Justin Timberlake concert in the middle of August last year. He was in his mid-40s and was somebody she already knew, so apparently...
that makes it all okay.
She's cheating on Tiger. The report says that the guy was groping her as would a boyfriend for his girlfriend as they were making out, that type of thing. So perhaps Lindsay Vaughn and Tiger deserve each other. Angelina Jolie.
Well, now, wait a minute, though.
Mm?
If that's their arrangement, okay, you know, all right.
Nothing good's going to come of it.
No, nothing good to do with
it. Angelina Jolie, what do you think? Talented actress?
She's done some very good work in certain films.
I think so, too. I think she has done some exceptionally good things. I thought she was great in, was it The Smiths?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. great movie.
How can we explain that Tomb Raider thing?
The first Tomb Raider movie was okay, man. If action films.
I watched a lot of it with the mute on.
Just enjoyed her jumping around in that leather suit.
Sure.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
There's been other films where she was, you know, out there. She did a film with Antonio Banderas where there was a lot of Angelina Jolie that you saw. Anyway, she's 38 years old.
And I keep seeing pictures of her where she's almost skeletal.
Oh, she's very, very
thin. Some of the tabloids put these pictures in where she's very skinny.
Well, chick needs a sandwich.
Yeah.
Obviously. Anyway, so again, the National Enquirer is claiming that Angelina Jolie is saying that she doesn't expect to live much more than about 5 years. She says that she's contributed that to her family's cancer history. She says that she's trying to live her life to the fullest because she feels that deep down that she doesn't have much time left. I think that's sad.
I think that's mentally ill if there's no evidence to it.
Well, no, but cancer history, yes.
Her family does have a cancer history.
That's what prompted her to have the radical mastectomy done without having any sign of cancer. She had that done as a preventative measure.
I think that's fine, but she's very rich, and she has access to the best medical care. And if doctors give you a clean bill of health, there's no reason to live your life as if, well, in 5 years, I'm not going to be here anymore.
I have no problem with wringing every drop of life out of every day that you have.
That's fine, too.
Not with an expectation of, well, I may not be here tomorrow.
That's what's not fine.
What's not fine. Exactly. Enjoy life. Suck the marrow out of life.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Do it for 30 years instead of planning on doing it for five. Right.
Exactly. All right, Lindsay Lohan. Now, we talked about Lindsay Vonn. Now we are going to talk about Lindsay Lohan.
Must we?
Well, I think she may be serious about trying to get her life back on track.
Hardly.
Well, she has a sober companion, somebody that sticks with her 24/7 and is doing their job to keep her straight. She is spending $2,500 a day on somebody that is there basically to be her nanny.
Where is she getting that kind of jack?
Well, she did that
$2,500 a day.
She did that deal with Oprah Winfrey, where it was a interview, and then they're going to do a documentary that follows her for a while. It's almost mini series type thing.
Okay.
So maybe the sober companion is more like a cast member in this documentary.
Could be. It very well could be. That's an option.
And
but
this
anyways,
is, this
that's
is an older matronly woman type person.
It's a man. That is it. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, sober companion.
Right.
In the back
of his mind, does he think about what might happen if she falls off the wagon?
Falls off the wagon and onto the sober companion.
Right.
All right, so anyway, let's hope, though. I would like to see her straighten her life out like Robert Downey Jr. did. Robert Downey Jr. was a walking train wreck. He was dead. He was a dead man walking, and he got himself straightened out, and he's doing fantastic now. It would be nice to see her do the same thing. She's nowhere near as talented, but it would be nice to see her do the same thing. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese, yet the food tastes great so you don't complain? But that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know once they wrap it up in dough, boys. They fry it real crisp in dough. Chowlin, that's stiff, I wanted more. As he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store, I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid and a Tums or two, when I swear I heard it mew, boys. And that is when I knew.
There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.